This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Look, I played it for you yesterday. I'm going to play it for you again here real quick. Remember this. This raid, it's a big win for us in the end. It's a loss for the country. There's no question about it. It's a terrible thing, something I don't think we'll come back from. It's a loss for the country. Remember, Trump put out a statement today. He said, hey, I declassified all that stuff. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter. They're lying about it. You know this thing is a win for us, and they went too far because the media went from calling it a raid to a search really quickly.
We learned the news of the FBI raid on Donald Trump's home in Florida at 6:52 p.m. this evening.
The home of the 45th president of the United States has been raided by the FBI.
The raid on former President Trump's home.
This raid might have pertained to
this raid on his home.
An FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago.
The raid.
Hear about a raid on Donald Trump's house.
A raid on the former president's property.
Yesterday's federal raid on Mar-a-Lago was impressive.
Okay, so that was raid. Remember, that was their giddiness right after the fact in their communist bubble that they live in. Oh my gosh, yes, we raided him. It's a raid. We got him in the raid. And then the reaction to the raid wasn't quite what the communist was expecting. So somebody said, stop using that word.
We keep hearing a lot of people call what the FBI did at Mar-a-Lago a raid.
It wasn't
evidence
really
that
a
you
raid.
Have. Well, yeah, not a raid, the search.
Not a raid, we'll call it a search. Let's put yesterday's search.
This is obviously not a raid, technically speaking.
New details about the FBI search on Mar-a-Lago.
It's a search on the president's home
leading up to this search on Monday.
No, man, it was no raid on your home.
It's not a raid.
It wasn't a raid on his house.
No. This unprecedented search on Monday.
This was not a raid.
This was not a raid.
It was an orderly execution of a search warrant.
And those are the facts.
Interesting. That's how you know you're winning. When they're scrambling like that, changing the message, that's how you know you're winning. All right, I'm going to get to this. Jay Kelly, why do communists not seem to know they're communists? Whenever I try to debate an obvious leftist communist, they seem to have no clue they are communists. I have my own theories, but I'm anxious to hear yours. Thanks, says his name is Ryan. All right, Ryan. Before I go back and play a Yuri Bezmenov clip that'll help you understand this more. You know what? Let's start with Yuri because he's so brilliant, and then we'll go to me. And remember, for you new listeners of the show, people not aware of this, Yuri Bezmenov, he was a high-ranking person in the KGB, in the Soviet KGB. He defected to the West. In 1984, he gave a long sit-down interview to a Canadian journalist. I believe it was a Canadian journalist. It's like an hour and a half long. It's totally fascinating if you want to go seek it out. But he sits down and he simply describes what the Soviets are doing and had already done by 1984 in America. Why don't American leftists know they're communists? Yuri tells you here in a second.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over fulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans.
Now let's talk about that. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans. And how we, remember, this is from 1984. He says it's over fulfilled now. How did that happen? I've been doing a lot of digging lately for something I'll get into at another time about the history of communism in America. And understand that the very first thing the communists sought out in America, we're talking back in the 1920s here, the teachers' unions. He knew he could get in them, he knew he could control them, and he knew how critical that was to take control of the education of future generations. Now, it was a very slow process at first because they were kept out, rightfully so. Remember, communists should not be able to have any role in any level of government. They should be banned, as if it's a virus. They should be. But they eventually worked their way in. The answer to your question is actually sad, but it's true. Teachers have a soft spot for communism because teachers' unions have been taken over by communists for many, 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 many years. But here's the thing. It's done by Americans to Americans because they weren't taught that their American liberalism is communism at all. They're taught their own brand, whatever version of American communism they're pushing. They're taught that it's somehow separate, that it's not under some communist umbrella. No, I'm just an LGBTQ activist. No, I'm just a Black Lives Matter activist out here to help black people. No, I'm just a feminist. I'm out here to help feminists. They're not. They're all serving the cultural Marxists. They don't know it because that's not how they were taught. If I was to walk in a room right now, and I was to tell the 100 people who are in the room, I'm on a stage and there are 100 people in the room, and I was to tell every single one of them, hey, I need you all to come with me right now. We're going down to a bank and we're going to rob a bank. How many people would agree to that? Probably none, right? But maybe you get one, step up. Oh, Jesse, I'll rob one with you. But if I was to come in that room of 100 people and I was to say, hey, you 10, I have this sweet car. I need you to drive me somewhere and then drive it really fast. Oh, okay, I will. This guy, these 10 people, hey, listen, I'm going to go down to a bank and I'm going to make a withdrawal from the bank. I need you all, this is for a movie skit, I need you all to take these guns and act like you're robbing it with me. Oh, that'll be cool. I've always wanted to be in a movie. Soon, they're all robbing the bank with me, but they all think they're doing something different and something beneficial and fun. The feminist who hates men and frankly hates women, she genuinely believes she's out there for women's rights. She doesn't know she's simply she's just a pawn for the communist. The Black Lives Matter Antifa scumbags, as they bash in windows and things like that, oh, they think they're against fascists or helping black people or all about civil rights. They have no idea that in the end they won't have any power. They'll all be taken out and shot or imprisoned in the end. And they're just doing the communist bidding by attacking the communist enemies here. But Americans don't know that because that's not how it's taught for the most part. It's taught as tolerance and liberalism and leftism. We're just going to be on the left. We're going to be accepting, aren't we? We're not robbing a bank, guys. We're just going to get in a car and drive really fast whenever Jesse tells us so. No. You're just there to help robbing the bank. You've been lied to. And remember, what we're dealing with now, it's 2022. Teachers, if you're a professor, you're one of these dog meat communist professors at like Harvard, you were taught by communists. And the communist who taught those communists was taught by communists. But they didn't teach you what you were learning was communism. You were learning, what's that word they love so much? Equity. You were just learning about equity, guys. We just need more equity and more tolerance in our society. It's not that we're mutilating your child. We're gender affirming them. And that these wing nuts, they have no idea. Many of them, most of them have no idea. They're just cogs in the communist wheel trying to attain the communist goals. Make sense? All right. Somebody wants to know, if I switch genders, what would my name be? And someone else wants to know about Trump derangement system. Why does he make them so insane? All that and more still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly. I'm Toby
Jeffers, it's a guess, guess, guess. It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're having so much fun. Bear high on mad honey is rescued by rangers. A brown bear cub has been rescued at a national park in Turkey after it consumed a hallucinogen. Did I say that right, Chris? I nailed that pretty much. What, Chris? I nailed it. That's community college. How do I not know how to say it? I'm sorry, Chris. I don't do drugs. Anyway, it goes on to say mad honey or deli ball in Turkish is a type of, I'm never going to say that word right, rhododendron honey? I think I nailed that too. Man, see, Chris, this is the benefit of being bilingual.
Buenas tardes.
Footage shows the bear looking dazed and wobbly before it was taken to a vet. I think maybe we're overselling the whole rescued the bear thing. The bear got high. He was going to eat some Funyuns, and in a few hours, he was going to be fine. Did you rescue the bear, Ranger? Come on now. Let's not oversell things here. Jesse, or this one says, Oracle, since choosing your own gender seems to be the latest rage, I'm curious what you would change your name to and what sport you would try to dominate in. You can say my name. I'm not saying his name. What would I change my name to? I don't know. Star. What, Chris? I would change my name to Star and get a tattoo on my neck and be very classy. I'd also dominate women's volleyball. Remember, I'm 6'8", and I can hold my own on the beach volleyball court. We used to play beach volleyball in the Marines all the time. I'd do pretty well on a beach volleyball court. I would just destroy all the women out there, just thunderously just pounding those spikes down. It would look just like that movie. What is that movie? The Ben Stiller one. Meet the Fockers. Meet the Fockers. F-O-C-K-E-R-S. Okay. Meet the Fockers. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life when he spikes the volleyball on the girl's face. I laughed so hard. Dear Shogun Jesse Steele, I have a buddy who's made me believe in Trump derangement syndrome is truly a real thing. He immediately becomes incensed and irrational about anything to do with Trump or any time I might suggest that those against him are corrupt. At the same time, he doesn't trust big tech and cherry picks examples of government overreach he doesn't like. I wonder if his mind can't accept where the country has gone or he's continually bought into continuous lies. What do you think is more likely for him and those who think like him? I'm not going to use his name. He goes on to say he's a high school teacher. He's going to teach these kids to hate communism. Good for you, my friend. Trump derangement syndrome is something I have found to be very, very fascinating. I was actually thinking about this last night as I was thinking about the raid once again and all this nonsense that's happened. And I was thinking it's been, what, 6-7 years now of the system trying to destroy Donald Trump. 6 or 7 years of that. And I was thinking of how much damage that has done to the country. And even if, now I'm not one of these people, but let's say you hate Donald Trump. Undoubtedly, with as many people as listen, there are lots of people listening to the sound of my voice who hate Donald Trump. Let's say that's you. Maybe you think Donald Trump is the Antichrist for whatever reason. Let's say you hate him. You think he's Hitler or whatever they think about Trump, whatever. Let's say you're right. Can you not see, if I give you that point, if I concede that point, can you not see that the 6 to 7 year effort to destroy him has done infinitely more damage to the country than Trump himself ever could have done? And remember, I'm not one of those people. I think Trump did great things for the country, but if you are one of those people, that's fine. Look, for once, I'm not passing judgment here. Can't you see this? this effort by the system. Trump gets elected, and it was such a shock to the system. They had had their 8 years of Obama. They thought they were going to have Democrat rule until the end of time, and Donald Trump shocks the world and beats Hillary, and then starts to change things the way things were done, trade deals and foreign policy and things like that. And the system immediately decided he had to go at any cost. No matter what, doesn't matter if it's right, wrong, lawful, no matter how it looks, no matter what, Donald Trump must go. Can you not see the damage that has done to the United States of America? The get Trump at any cost syndrome in this country. It has turned the left against the right in a way that we probably cannot come back from. And that's one of those things that's so crazy about the communists. They think they're always after Trump. How many tens of millions of Americans are Trump supporters, or were Trump supporters at least initially, voted for Donald Trump? You can't wage this jihad against Donald Trump trying to take him out at any cost and then look around shocked at how divided the country is. Tens of millions of people support the man and voted for him, and you just sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation into his home? How did you think that was going to look? And no, Tim Scott, we don't need to sit and let's let it all shake out.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This is
Oh my gosh. All right, back to your buddy's question about the Trump derangement syndrome. Do you remember how insane so many people went, including people on the right, went during COVID about the lockdowns and the masks and the social distancing and 6 feet away and vaccines and stuff like that? Just stay with me. You do remember it, right? How crazy people lost their minds over a very survivable virus. Maybe you lost your mind briefly before you gained it back. I think we, myself included, because I'm such a cold, unfeeling jerk who doesn't believe anything, I think I make the mistake sometimes of not understanding how incredibly powerful propaganda really truly is. When all the news sites are telling you Donald Trump is the Antichrist, and every newspaper you pick up says Donald Trump is the second coming of Hitler, and every athlete and entertainer and every single place you turn in a society tells you Trump is this deranged authoritarian trying to bring an end to America. What goes in your eyes and ears has an effect on you. And it has created this Trump derangement syndrome in people, and I don't know that there's a recovery for it. I truly do not. All right. Someone has a question about raising children, quitting their jobs. The IRS, can it be downsized? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Why do you hate fun, Chris? Because if you hate that song, you hate fun. I don't understand what your problem is with that song. That's a good song, man. That's a very good song. You know what everyone else was doing when that song was on? They were bobbing their head and jamming back and forth, and you're over there complaining about it, Debbie Downer. Every party has a pooper. That's why we invited you, Party Pooper. Speaking of Party Pooper, Senator Ed Markey thinks that your $5 a gallon gas is no big deal. Just go buy a car.
There's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your all-electric vehicle to be able to...
Average cost of an electric car is $57,000. I can't afford $5 a gallon gasoline, but I'm going to go out and drop 57 G's on an electric car. You want to hear a hilarious irony? I mean, it's hilarious in the way that, oh my gosh, we're so screwed, that kind of hilarious. That horrible bill, the Inflation Reduction Act they just passed, has all those handouts for going green, right? They have some kind of credits over $7,000 in there to go buy an electric car. It doesn't apply to most electric cars because of the sourcing, the battery sourcing that's within the bill. So they handed out all these tax credits to buy an electric car, and people can't even use them. Oh, gosh. Dear Doctor Blocked by Bill Russell. That's hilarious. I usually send in stupid questions in the hopes of getting a kick out of your take on the air. Serious question for you tonight, though. I'm a father of two, a boy 6 and a girl 4. I always have to work hard on balancing between being too harsh and demanding versus being too lenient. My wife thinks I can be too harsh. I think she can be too lenient. What does Dr. Jesse recommend for reaching the appropriate balance? Says to skip his name for this one. I am not some parenting expert. I just absolutely love my little buddies so much. I have two sons. I love them. I love being around them. I love raising them. I love teaching them things. I love teaching them things. I just think it's so much fun to give them tools of all different kinds that I think will help them in this life and to watch them grow. When it comes to being too hard or too lenient on your kids, believe me when I tell you, your kids will know why. If you're out there just being a jerk to your kids to be a jerk to your kids, kids are so smart, they will know why. If you're being mean or harsh to your kids to help them, they will also know that too. I've had plenty of times where I've been harsh with my boys, when I'll yank them aside and scold them about their attitude, or you didn't say thank you, you didn't say please, you didn't hold, why aren't you holding that door? If my kids forget to hold the door open for people, their mother, old people around them, women around them, they'll get scolded right then and there. They understand perfectly well why I'm scolding them. I've explained it 1,000 times why manners are important and thinking about others are important. And so when I do it, I don't scar them for life. I'm not beating them up over it. I'm not trying to make them cry. I'm trying to give them a little whap on the rear end, if you will, a verbal whap on the rear end, because they're 11 and 13 now, to wake them up and shock them awake and remind them, no, wake up, snap out of it, let's do this. I wouldn't worry about being too harsh. That you emailed in already tells me you care enough about your kids that you love them. They know dad knows or wants what's best for them, and that's the most important thing. Once they trust that, everything else falls into place. And look, when I'm harsh on my kids, I'm not hesitant about pulling them aside sometimes afterwards, and I'll say, hey, why I yelled at you about this? And now it's gotten to the point they will explain to me why almost every single time. Hey, why'd I yell at you about the door? Because you want me to have manners and I wasn't thinking about others at the time. So that's what makes my day. Absolutely makes my day. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Jesse. Oh, by the way, it doesn't hurt if you're maybe a little too harsh and the wife is a little too lenient. We find that a lot in our house where whoever's being harsh, the other one will be a little lenient. Sometimes that's me. If she's cracking down on the kids, sometimes I'll pull her aside. Hey, I mean, I don't think we have to ground them for 20 years because they didn't pick up their socks, right? And that helps too. Jesse, I recently had a job offer, would have paid me handsomely, but the final questions were, as you say, barf. They asked me if I was jabbed. I said no. And then followed up with will you be comfortable wearing a mask the whole time? I said no. In which they promptly took the job offer away. I dodged a commie bullet there, and I live in Florida, so it threw me off, but what can I do? Said, listen, thank you, keep up the great work, and buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
It's funny you emailed this in, because yesterday I had a conversation with somebody. And I've been warning you about Fortune 500 companies, major corporate America. And believe me, I understand when you work for major corporate America, there are major benefits that come with that, right? The pay's better. They're not going to nickel and dime you on your expense report, right? The travel's nicer. The benefits are better. You drive up to a fancy building, maybe better security in your... I know. I've lived that Fortune 500 life. I understand it. I mean, shoot, I'm living it now, except we're separate from iHeart, so we kind of get to do our own thing here. But I understand the appeal of the Fortune 500 life. All I'm going to tell you is be very careful, as the communists have left Ivy League academia and they've slowly but surely taking over the major corporations in the country. Corporate America is becoming your enemy. I had a conversation last night. I was telling you about this with somebody I know very well. And he took a job, 4 or 5 months ago, I would say maybe 6 months ago. Very accomplished dude, has a bunch of law degrees and whatnot in various states, keep passing the bar. Just one of these guys, tons of job experience. The kind of guy's not going to have a hard time finding a job. And puts his resume out there, and boom, he's just flooded with stupid offers from all kinds of people. Businesses large, businesses mid-size, businesses small. The guy had his choice, just one of those guys, right? Must have Pima Community College on his resume, Chris. Guy makes a decision to sign on with a Silicon Valley tech company. You know what it's like to work for those tech companies? They pay you a fortune. They're made of money. They pay you a fortune. It's the most laid-back work environment in the world. I mean, they bring your dog to work and all that other crap. He's making a fortune. He's making, what, $300,000, north of $300,000 a year, sitting there making a fortune. Talked to him last night. He's quitting before next summer, walking away. I said, what? You're making a fortune. It's a laid-back job. It's what you want to do. What? He said, Jesse, they changed their logo to a rainbow logo during Pride Month. When Roe versus Wade came out, they sent out a company-wide email complaining that women won't be able to have abortion on demand. And the CEO of the company got wind that my buddy might be on the right. My buddy keeps none of that stuff on his social media, got word he might be on the right. He's already being harassed in the workplace. He said, Jesse, why would I do this? I'll give up $300,000 a year and I'll go make $150,000, $100,000 a year in a red place working for a smaller red company that doesn't treat me like crap. That's going to be the future for pretty much all of us. Be ready for it. Now, before we get to, can Republicans reverse this stuff? And will Donald Trump clean house? And all the other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You know how I've been telling you the per cal sheets are limited, right? I need you to do some reading between the lines, okay? I need you to stay with me. Can you read between the lines? I've told you about the per cal sheets. They're summer sheets. They're cool, breathable sheets. They're freaking heaven in the summertime. You don't wake up sweating. They're so comfortable. And I've told you about the incredible deal MyPillow has on them right now. And I've told you over and over and over and over and over again, this is limited. I don't say that often, do I? Do I say that often? Limited. Supplies are limited. We've already had people email in, said they couldn't get two sets because they ran out of this color or that color. So I need you to read the line, read between the lines. You ready for this? Read between the lines. Today, if you want Percal sheets, if you have been considering Percal sheets, today is the day you really, really need to go get the deal on the Percal sheets. Today. Did I say tomorrow? Did I say Monday? I most definitely did not. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get a couple sets of Percal sheets today while the deal is on today. Are you reading between the lines? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we're almost to the final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's wild. But anyway, look, don't worry. There's still a ton left. You can still email your questions, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions during the show to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Christopher Wray, the stones on this guy.
Well, as I'm sure you can appreciate, that's not something that I can talk about, so I'd refer you to the department. As to the issue of threats, I will say that I'm always concerned about violence and threats of violence against law enforcement and any threats made against law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, as with any law enforcement agency, are deplorable and dangerous.
They are dangerous, but it's not the most dangerous thing in the country. The most dangerous thing is what this really, really handsome guy on the radio has been warning about for quite some time.
The most dangerous thing happening right now by a mile is the administrative state taking its guns and aiming them at the American people. aiming them at anyone on the right. They're out for you. They are. The administrative state can destroy your life, no matter who you are. They're going to try to now label their political opponents, label you, label me, as enemies of the state. It allows them to use the forces of government to destroy their political opponent. Are you worried yet? You better be. Because if the Federal Bureau of Investigation is now officially the enforcement arm of the regime, we are in very, very, very deep trouble. Why does the FBI still exist?
That looks like that was Jesse the Oracle Kelly who was saying that. What, Chris? Who was saying that a long time ago? Man, that guy's smart. Now that the bill is passed, we're on to the Dr. Jesse questions. Now that the bill is passed, can anything be done to reverse it once Republicans are back in power? Can the IRS be downsized? Says he moved from Pennsylvania to the free state of Tennessee and says I can use his name. His name is Ethan. Well, they can reverse it. The question is, will they? And this is really the problem we have. Because remember, look, back to the FBI stuff. What have I been saying is really the true problem with all this? It's not just that it's the FBI or DOJ and the raid and all the other things. The real problem is how unafraid these people are of the Republicans. They're not afraid at all. Remember, Christopher Wray, knowing, we have the timeline now, he knew when he sat in front of the GOP Senate that Donald Trump's personal home was going to be raided for a few documents in just a couple days. He sat in front of the Senate, wouldn't answer any questions well, and told them he had to leave early to go on vacation. More than anything, that should make you angry with the GOP. How unafraid are these people of the GOP?
So why did no FBI agent in the National Capital Region, seeing a crime committed repeatedly on national television, not go enforce the law? I mean, don't you expect your agents to go enforce the law? I mean, if they're aware of a bank robbery or kidnapping, do they need direction from on high to make an arrest?
Well, our agents are, as we've discussed at some length in different ways throughout this hearing, are up to their necks enforcing all sorts of laws. And I wish we were in a situation where every federal violation that occurred in this country was something the FBI could have the resources to investigate. We have prioritized focusing on violence and threats of violence, and we are aggressively investigating in that space across the spectrum, including violence and threats of violence against members of the judicial branch.
Well, I mean, these protests wound up with a hitman traveling across the country trying to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
And he's been arrested and charged federally.
Seriously, yeah. In addition to that actual hitman's crimes. I mean,
a couple things about that. He was asked about why they didn't enforce the law like 50 feet away from FBI headquarters. And he actually told a senator, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Cotton's a good dude, by the way. He actually told him, oh, sorry, we're too busy. That's what he said. Hey, we're up to our necks in it. He was totally comfortable telling Tom Cotton, ah, sorry, too busy to do that. And then at the end, when Cotton asks about the hitman, he actually tells Cotton that he's been arrested. The guy turned himself in because of his sister. The FBI didn't track the guy down and great arrest, guys. The guy turned himself in, or maybe he would have killed Brett Kavanaugh. And remember something, this guy was a wingnut, but this guy was ready. Soft-soled shoes, guns, he had equipment. This guy was there to kill somebody. Christopher Wray was totally unafraid of the GOP. So back to your question, can they undo this? Can they get rid of the 87,000 IRS agents when they take power? Oh, of course they can, but remember when they repealed Obamacare? Oh, you don't remember that because they didn't do it. Now, don't get me wrong. They voted to repeal Obamacare a bunch when Obama was president and was vetoing all those repeals. The second Donald Trump got elected, no Obamacare repeal. Stopped in the Senate. Can the GOP reverse this? You bet they can, especially because it passed through the Senate with reconciliation. GOP could turn this around immediately. You know what you'll get, though? You know what you'll get? You'll get a bunch of, we don't need to do anything radical, guys. We don't want to look extreme. There's another election coming up, guys. The same old low-T GOP it has always been. Now, that is changing. We do have better Republicans, tougher Republicans coming. It's changing. It's just changing slowly. Real quick, before I get into this next one about Trump and cleaning house and do I think he's going to be extra motivated and things like that, before I get to that, I want to do a little public service announcement real quick here. I am a weapon guy, as you know. I have a Glock 19 on me at all times. Unless I've gone through a metal detector, if you lay eyes on me, my Glock 19 is on me. I also carry a hero gun. I have a hero gun or a hero arrow, to be frank, is on me almost all the time. People ask, why do you do that? You have the Glock. Why do you have a non-lethal gun? It gives me a supplement. It gives me an alternative. What if I walk out of here tonight and I run into a homeless guy by my car, drugged out, crazy, kind of threatening me, but he weighs about 110. He doesn't have a weapon, and he comes at me. I don't want to kill that guy. I don't have any desire. I'm not out here bloodthirsty. I want to take a life. I'll pull out my hero arrow, blast him in the face with the Pavo gel. He can lay there in agony, and I'll get in my midlife crisis car and go home. It gives me a supplement. Can save your life. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com and get one for the person you love the most. You can use the promo code Jesse. It gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse, okay? State restrictions may apply. All right. Dear Just Jesse, that's a hilarious one. Do you think Trump would be better to clean house since he's, I can't say that word on the air, it's a family show, since he's angry and he can't run again? The other Republicans might be unwilling to do what we need because they want to be reelected. Well, it's an excellent question because at least in my mind, maybe you differ, that's fine. In my mind, it's the ultimate question right now. It's the only question. I've told you before, I want them all to get in, but what I want more than anything right now, I want the monster. I want to know who's going to kick in the door of the Oval Office and clean the government sewage out of this government. Is that Trump? Could it be Trump? Let's have a frank talk about that next.
This is an iHeart podcast.